For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You know what I'm sick and tired of, Harry? I'm sick and tired of having to eke my way through life. Sick and tired of being a nobody.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. It doesn't matter where you come from, the sewer, or wherever you think you're from, nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
There's a payoff for bad eventually. There's a payoff. It can't be bad, but for so long. If you got the strength and the understanding to realize that, it will change. It will change. It's impossible.
It's the what if I can pull off a f***ing miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
What most people do is they back away from adversity. But if you want to see if you're a brave person, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work. Then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me.
Don't doubt your own ability. We've all got to deal with the enemy of doubt. I'm asking you, don't let that disease grab you by the throat. Yes, it's easy to doubt that it can happen. It's easy to doubt. We've all got fears that want to crowd in. You can go through those strenuous times. If I can make it, you can make it.
You know, the best quality in the world that you can develop is to develop the quality of being unstoppable. Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit, and nothing will ever stop me. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop you.
But once you figure out your brain, you become unstoppable to almost anything.
Here's the deal. Too many of you guys waste way too much time worried about what's going on with other people. And yeah, I understand it can make you jealous. And yeah, I understand it can piss you off. And yeah, I can understand that it ain't fair. But guess what? Life is not fair.
One big thing is you have to learn how to fail. Because I'm going to explain this to you. I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks.
Like I told you guys, I've lost in kickboxing, I've lost in boxing, I've lost in life, I've lost in love, I've lost in family. Like, life is, you know, you don't just win all the time, it's wins and losses. So you roll with the punches.
Go back to the gym, work, because you have more to show. Mm-hmm. You understand? Life continue. You cannot live in the past. I'm really good on that, you understand? I learned by the years that, listen, Cristiano, let's go. Because pain, you're going to have all the time, uncertainty, and constant work. Constant work. Constant work. Doesn't matter what's happened. It's going to happen in your life. You have to continue. This is the way I see the life.
Thoughts aren't true. Feelings don't require actions. Things aren't good or bad, they just are. Our greatest enemy is ignorance. To change your life, change your surroundings. Our actions, not our pasts, define who we are.
Victims see their past as their fate. champions see their past as their origin story. And so a lot of people are living through their origin story right now, or they're living through the very reason that they'll never be successful, but it could be the exact same situation.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
And the only difference between either character is the actions they choose to take.
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions. So to me, what failure is the mother of all success. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan getting cut from his ninth grade basketball team, he wouldn't have became Michael Jordan.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
When you go to war with yourself, you find a lot of peace because you know exactly who you are.
Make this note. Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise? But there isn't anything you can't walk away from. There isn't any challenge you can't overcome. I want you to have that kind of belief in yourself.
Sometimes bad things, horrible things happen to good people. Life isn't fair, and it can be heart-wrenching. And if you're having one of those dark days, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to feel that darkness.
Maybe you want to be nobody. Maybe you're happy exactly where you are in life. Maybe you don't have the determination to be somebody better than who you are. This is real, dude. This is real. You have to envision something that is more powerful than you. Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. But if you don't have a little flame, you know, just that, just barely, you're done. I can't light it for you.
You know what's crazy? You know you could be the one if you really wanted to, right? You know that, right? But see, you keep playing the what-if game. What if it don't work out this? What if it don't work out that? What if it do? What if it do work out? Then what? You gonna be happy, right? You can't say you want to win, but then you scared to lose. What kind of sense does that make? If you put your head down and lock in on the vision, how could you not win? Only thing that's gonna cause you to lose is your mentality. But that's between you and you, though.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen. So that's why my eyes and my body light up about things, because I know that if you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the in front of you. That's what I realized. I was never breaking the soul of anything in front of me. So that's why I came with the thing called Taking Souls in my book. I started to devise ways to break a soul of a human being, of an object, of whatever's in front of me. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless.
Okay, something bad happens. How much would it affect my behavior? Well, the person who's indestructible would have something terrible happen, and then nothing would change. Yeah, people don't know how to manage their emotions. I think the more, at least for me, the more I've tried to create space between how I feel and what I do, the more consistent my outcomes have been. I'm not feeling it, or I'm feeling tired, or things like that. The more times I give into that excuse or that feeling, then the more superstitious I become about doing it in the future. Whereas a lot of times, if I can just start when I am tired or when something is painful and then still execute about the same as before, the more times you do what is required to get what you want, the more times you get what you want.
I
had to stop thinking normal. I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things.
Who's the person that you care about the most in this world?
My mom.
So if someone came and took your mom and put her on a cloud in the sky, and the only way that you could see her again is if you built a tower high enough to be able to bring her back down or to be with her again, would you wake up tomorrow and wonder why you, or would you get building?
Being a winner is a curse. It doesn't matter how much you've won before. You're not a winner until you win again.
Let's go.
And again. Come on. And again. Nothing is enough. No one understands. And you never want it to stop.
It's you gotta put your past behind you. Look, kid, bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
And I would always say, man, let's keep failing. I keep failing. Why can't I get this? But then I realized I keep failing at things because I'm shooting higher than everybody in the damn world.
Wow. But the fact of the matter is if you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices, because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
I'm asking you, whatever threatens you, threaten it back. Whatever pushes against you, push it back. Whatever wants to overwhelm you like a father, stand up, take control, and do battle with your enemies, wherever you find them.
I think a hopeful message that anyone can think about who's in that hard period or in that start period is that it won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you. But at the beginning, it's just you with a stick against a bear.
So, like, I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months. The first 2 months or first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is, when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goals were, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? You got to teach yourself that.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
Running 6 miles 5 days a week, and that was my goal. And so I failed, I go back to scratch. I use some positive motivation. I have like one day where I'm like fucking defeated. But I started realizing this is part of the process. This is part of the journey. I had to realize this is part of my process versus just saying, like I used to, I'm just not good enough. If I'm not good enough, we always say that I'm just not good enough. And then we try something else. I'm going to make myself good enough.
There's human beings.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.